pleased with our effort today. I thought that we came out off the opening whistle and played hard, which is something I think after the last conversation we had, we wanted to do a better job of today. And we came out off the opening whistle. We executed what we wanted to do offensively. We played great defense today against a team that we know is very talented offensively. Brittany Dipper made some great saves for us in goal, which allowed us to kind of start our break and control the tempo and have the ball in offense.
Kathy, fast start. 30 seconds in, you guys score a goal, and then again, you guys score again. What was important about starting off with a two-goal lead like that?
Well, we were ready for this game. You know, we were ready. We were prepared. I thought our team really wanted to demonstrate what we're capable of. And I know we've had these games this season with these ups and downs, and we wanted to come out strong off the whistle and not be known as this team that has great second halves, because I've had some people let me know that that's how we're known by. So
you have players who say that.
So, well, that's good to know. But anyway, and I don't want that to be the case. You know, we're capable. This team is a great team, and we're capable of greatness when we can execute and play excellent lacrosse for 60 minutes. And we came off the opening whistle today strong. We had good offensive possessions, and we didn't shoot as well as I would have liked, but Logan Ripley's a great goalie. We knew that going in as well. And I thought we played really well defensively, so it was a good combination today to be able to execute offensively and play some excellent defense.
This is for you, the Britneys. They had their lowest, Caroline had their lowest total for one half with one goal in the first half, and they only had their lowest for a full game of only 5 goals. You gave up 13 last time. What did you do different this game from the regular season game? Was there anything special you did to lower their goal count?
I think that we've improved from each game throughout the season. I think we've really committed to following our game plan. We learned a lot from the Carolina game, and we've learned a lot from each game throughout the season. I think we just committed to doing things that we've been working on doing all season, this game, and when it comes together, it works out really well. So,
and I think that we all just put it together. Well, we knew what we had to do, and defense, we played awesome. We worked for each other, and that, I mean, you play together, and that's what happens.
Dipper saves were great.
Caitlin, do you think your team is peaking at the right time? Last year, it seemed like you guys, like the ACC championship was it, but now it seems like you guys are kind of peaking at the end of the season, looking to make a run further than just ACCs.
Yeah, I mean, I think today we finally put it all together for a whole game, and we're just going to build on it. We know we still haven't seen our full potential. We have so much room to still grow and get better. This game was an awesome start, and I think we're just going to keep building from here.
Brittany Dipper, it's been a roller coaster season for you. What's it mean to come out and get a career-high 12 saves today?
I mean, it's a great feeling. I prepared myself during practice this week, and with the help of my coaches, I mean, just it's helped me so much. So,
what were you feeling out there?
God, I don't even know. Just a whole bunch of different emotions. Just, you know, knowing that if I make the big save, then I get it to my teammates and they can go down and score and put points on the board. So, just feed off of each other.
Coach, when we spoke to Kari after the regular season loss, she said one of the things that she noticed was that you guys didn't hunt packs at all off the draw. Do you think you executed that well today?
I think we did better in the first half on ground balls than we did in the second. I thought in the second half, We became a little, sounds hard to say this after we just won the ACC title, but a little complacent offensively. We turned the ball over more. I think we had 3 turnovers in the first half, which was outstanding. But I think in the second half, we started to slow our feet, and we want to make sure that we're playing to win this game. We're playing not to lose it, you know, and I think that's a change that we need to make moving forward. So we're ready to execute, and we're going to continue on the attack, and we can expect that we're going to have an offense that's looking to score and looking to create opportunities and hunt in packs and just be really aggressive all over the field.
Did your patience not help out with your offensive output? It's not like you weren't scoring goals.
No, but in the second half, when Carolina stepped out and started pressuring us a little more, I think we had quite a few turnovers. And that would be the area, right, if I'm thinking back on the game, and again, it's kind of a blur. But, you know, and thinking back on it, that's an area that we need to make sure that we're ready to execute there, because we're still attacking, we're still looking for openings, and we did have a couple of goals. I just thought that was an area where we could do a little bit better.
Sarah, if you would, talk about what it's like to beat UNC after the last couple of games.
I mean, I don't think it matters what team that we play. It's just all about us coming out into the field and playing to our full potential. We're a fast team, and when we come out and play all together, then it doesn't matter who we play, and it's just about us, and you know, and we win games.
So they weren't giving you guys anything on transition today, so a lot of it had to come from the set offense. So talk about the first half. What were you seeing and trying to? You were making a lot of passes from behind. What were you seeing and how were you getting those openings?
It was just, you know, sharing the ball, everyone moving, working together, and you know, keeping the defense busy. And then when we saw our openings, and to really put our shots away. So it was, yeah, just everyone working together. I think that really helped us.
Brittany Boyce, what was it on defense that changed for you guys since the North Carolina game? You guys have played extremely well since then. What's changed maybe mentality-wise for you guys?
I think we're helping each other out more. We're stepping up as 1v1 defenders and taking responsibility for our individual roles, but we're also recognizing that in order to be a good defense, you have to be a unit. And so when someone else helps, you all have to help together, and there's no time when there's one defender left out to dry. You're all working together, and I think that kind of was seen today, even with Dipper in goal. There was no letdown at any point on any part of our defense.
Kathy, you guys played a slow offense, it seemed, in the second half, slowing it down, really taking your time on the attack. Your transition wasn't going well, but you still pulled out a 4 or 5 goal victory, whatever it was. What was key, or what did you see in that?
I thought offensively and even in the first half, we took care of the ball well. You know, I didn't think we had a couple of turnovers where we forced it in, and we talked about that at half and in our timeouts, but when we could demonstrate that we could possess the ball, we could create openings that seemed more wide open than others. And I thought that our offense did a great job today in doing that. You know, they were patient. And a lot of times you've seen for Maryland that we run and gun. You know, we're down and we're pushing it and we're looking. And sometimes we've gotten caught too much in that. So, you know, where we're forcing it a little more. And I think today we could kind of put the two together. We're looking on transition, and we got a couple goals that way, but they were, most of the time they were able to slow us down, and then we were patient enough to score off a settled offense. So that kind of goes into us looking to play a really complete game. I thought we did that really well.
Any other questions? All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, Terps.